Yo, 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 what's up? This is Lindsay in the His House.
Alright. Opinion. I definitely agree with the statement that personal opinion should be based upon substantial evidence, thoughtful analysis, and an individual responsibility. Because it wouldn't really be a personal opinion of mine if I didn't have any personal experience that helped me achieve my point of view. I should definitely have evidence that supports my opinion, especially if I feel that it deals with a controversial topic. You know, what's an opinion without having evidence to support you? I think if I didn't have any evidence, it would hurt my integrity of my opinion. After that, my opinion wouldn't have much value in a conversation if I were trying to broaden someone's perspective on a situation. I'd be one of the last people that they would want to listen to or value my opinion with any credit. After formulating an opinion, it takes a lot of critical thinking than we tend to think. You can't just look at evidence quickly and choose a side. You have to think hard about it. You have to analyze your facts and evidence, look at the pros and cons of the situation, and see what fits in with your beliefs and morals. There's a lot to take in consideration before you can be confident in your opinion. All of this critical thinking plays a big part in physics problem solving. The critical thinking, it helps you look at a particular situation from all different perspectives, so you can get the full understanding of a problem. This helps you figure out more than one way to answer a problem, which helps out a lot. I don't know if I could say I agree with the statement that training in physics problem solving method produces more successful people, but I can definitely see where they're coming from. Since we're always constantly solving problems, whether it's subconscious or not, a problem-solving method helps to become useful the more you use a problem-solving method. And the more you use it, the more efficient you can get at it, and then the easier and quicker you are at solving problems. In society today, the more efficient you are at things, the better you are at things, so I could see how this world will view you as more successful. These things bring me to a personal experience where I think my brother did not use agreed-upon definition of opinion. So my brother and I argue a lot about controversial things, and we both come out of the conversation with a greater perspective on the situation. I can vaguely remember about what we were arguing about, but I do remember this one comment my brother said. And I asked him where he came up with it because it was very absurd to me. Like, it came out of nowhere. I didn't think he'd know anything about it. And his response to why he thought that was because he heard someone say it. And he didn't look into the problem very hard to see what his statement was all about. So after that, our conversation ended, and I forced him to go look up more information about his statement before we continued our conversation about this controversial topic. So that's my personal experience where my brother hasn't used substantial evidence or opinion to support himself. And that's my recording.
Yo, later.